Hi, I'm Oliver Berquez, co-founder of 4D Fit, and welcome to the Brain, Brawn, and Business Advice Cast series. They're a short, sharp podcast, no more than 15 minutes long, that will give you really practical advice around fitness, business, and mindset. Things you can implement into your life on a daily basis that will help you improve your health, fitness, business, and performance. Episode coming up now, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Hi, podcast community. Welcome back to another episode. Ollie Berquez here. This is number 10 of my advice cast and number 35 of the podcast since starting them. So today's is another episode just around managing the coronavirus situation. And 1 week into self-isolation since government announced it, I'm recording this on Sunday. And just a few things have sort of occurred to me over the last couple of weeks. And I think that I'm going to share them with you now. And I think that this can certainly help a lot of people because, yes, it's a tough situation. Yes, loads of negatives have come out in terms of the impact on business, the impact on maybe family and not being able to get out, and maybe schools closing and impacting education and children at home. Most importantly, obviously, the biggest thing is going to be obviously the illness and the sort of deaths that's happened from this virus. But it is the situation we're in. It's not great. It is a challenging situation. But there are positives to take out of it. And I think that's what we need to do. So, you know, just analysing it, looking at things from family, lifestyle, business and work. And I think that it's taking the positives from this situation. So, you know, I look at sort of from a family perspective. So it's now spending more time with the kids. I've been doing sport with them in the afternoon, 1 till 3. Well, I never did that before because they were at school. So I get 2 hours of quality time with the children, which is absolutely amazing. And it just means now I have to be really structured and disciplined around my diary, diarising that because obviously I'm working from home. And that's just a huge positive. So I get 2 quality time, 2 hours with the kids, having great fun. You know, we're FaceTiming my mum, and so we're like FaceTiming every night. And the kids get to talk to their nanny, and that's every day now, rather than just maybe seeing her on a Wednesday or when they did. So we're FaceTiming, and because we're FaceTiming the kids, I get to talk to my mum as well. So there's daily communication. And it's not like, you know, I think that, and I'm sure that's any, you know, I'm sure people now, you know, using FaceTime as communication is happening, but you're probably talking to people more than you did before, you know, and you're not always trying to have communication with mum, but, you know, to have that even more now on a daily basis. So it's better for relationships, you know, helping neighbours, sharing food, helping, looking out for each other. So even more cares going into things, you know, relaxing, taking time for yourself. Some people might meditate. For me, I like reading. So learning and self-development. And, you know, exercising, making sure that, you know, getting out walking every day. I mean, I do it anyway, you know, but, you know, seeing people get out and walk, getting into the fresh air, getting sunlight, good for vitamin D. By walking, you're moving. You might walk with friends and family, or well, probably family now because of isolation, but you're out, again, doing something of relaxation and fun that is, you know, it's affecting your physical and mental health in a positive way. You know, and then obviously exercise as well. And exercise is a part of my life. But for people, you know, training, you might be doing home workouts, training at home, finding that the time on your hands that you're having to stay active and do things, get a bit more creative because it's so important, let's say, for your physical health and your mental health. So you're exercising more. I think there's another podcast around exercising because I'm seeing a lot at the moment of the, you know, the HIIT workouts, people bounding around. A lot of people on socials promoting this, but I think HIIT workouts can be quite damaging. So I think there's another podcast to talk around exercise and doing it structured and safely. But then I look at, you know, so they're all, you know, amazing sort of things from a family and lifestyle perspective. Then you're looking at business and work. Now, you know, hugely impacted the business. The gyms had to close and obviously, all my educational programs for Blitz, we've had to stop them, schools closing, and all the other bits we do, which is people facing. So now it's a case of innovating and adapting, you know? And so that's meant that, you know, the sink or swim, I think I've said this previously to people previously on socials, you know, it's a situation, so you've got to deal with it. So, you know, it's no use getting down on it and being negative. That you can't change it. The situation is there. So from my perspective, it is innovating and adapting. It's now servicing my clients in the gym online through small PT sessions. It's creating the online, virtual online stuff for the group classes for Blitz. Helping out the team, making sure they can do that. You know, Zoom's been great. Communication, you can have meetings still online. Calling, you know, connections and people in your networks, checking in with them, and that communication's increased. So what I found by the situation of gym being closed and not being able to do things is that I'm, you know, thinking, you know, I'm looking at providing more value for my clients, you know, providing more value. That's another great thing because we have to. It's innovating, and because it's done virtually, it's making sure all bases are covered. So the detail around it is even more. So I think from a work perspective and a business perspective, it's that looking at how you can provide more value because you have to. Coming up with new ways of doing things, which when we get back to normal, it might be another element of what you do work-wise, which will then give the business another dimension. And, you know, so these are all things that we're having to do to adapt in the current situation, which down the line might actually get more clients or, you know, more business down the line through doing things. As I say, you're building those connections, you're doing more because you're having to, or we're having to. So I think from a business perspective, there's lots to come out of it. And also, you know, thinking to the future, looking to the future, right? So is this a way of working that can work? Can that then go into the business plan and in terms of growth? Is there new models, new systems that you can then put in place so that it's how, you know, how you capture data, how you communicate your services to your clients and future work? So I think there's lots there from a business and work perspective as well that the situation has forced us into that we're having to do, and we're having to adapt and innovate. And I know from my own self this week, I've had to do that. You know, family and my lifestyle is pretty cool anyway, so in terms of how important it is to me. But like I said, I'm, you know, doing more than I was already with family, checking in, the communication is even better, taking time for myself, relaxation. So there's some really good things there that the family, I'm taking positives out of it. And then, yeah, from a business perspective, I've now set up a system where we can service our 4D clients to the small group. The personal training service can be done virtually. And looking at adding in with the habit and nutritional coaching, which we've got online anyway, that now creates a full service online for people, which has been great this week. And that's a new dimension now to that. With the app that I've been built, that, you know, which was actually 8 weeks in on a school's project, you know, that's another way of doing things. So that's now a complete health and wellness set up online for people. Again, that I've adapted even more in the last 1 to 2 weeks of the situation that I know is going to offer more value to people when that's put out there. So yeah, it's forced me to innovate and adapt. And there are things that I'm sort of sharing that I think that are positives that I've taken out of the situation, that you can take out of the situation. And I think, like I say, it is what it is. It's about dealing with it. It's about moving forward, accepting the situation. We can't change it, and making it work for you from a personal, from a health and a business perspective. So that's it. That's the podcast. Just sharing that thoughts with you. So the last thing I just want to say is just be careful what you consume, because there's loads out there. And if things you are consuming from social media, online perspective that you're reading is having a negative impact on you, then get rid of it, unfollow them, get rid of the content, because it's not helping you. It's only hindering you. Everything you consume and take on needs to be having a positive impact on you. And I think that's key. So yeah, will this new way of working, living, change what we do moving forward? I certainly think it can for the better. And I certainly think it's forcing us to be more thoughtful about what we're doing, both personally and professionally. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. If you know someone that would get value from it, then please share the podcast with them. And if you enjoyed the episode, then if you could leave us a 5-star review on the podcast platform you use, be hugely grateful. And we're really passionate about reaching and helping as many people as possible. I've also got 2 free support groups for anyone that's looking to get more help, more support, more knowledge just around fitness and business and mindset. One's on Facebook, one's on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp group is specifically if you run a business or in business or aspiring to start a business. They both run in the same way in terms of advice and support, podcast clips, interviews, lives, loads of different features we're going to cover. The only difference, the WhatsApp group, it will be more interactive with the instant messaging process. So there'll be other business owners just sharing, talking, advising and helping each other on that. If you just want to connect or reach out to me or discuss anything I've covered on this podcast or previous episodes, then you can connect with me on socials, Oliver Berquez. My main one is LinkedIn. I'd love to connect and have a conversation with you. If you want to email me, you can email me on oliver@4dfit.co.uk, and that's the number 4. Once again, thank you for listening, and I look forward to checking in with you at the next episode.